Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Exodus chapter 14, let me read just 3 or 4 verses to you, starting in verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes and beheld the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. They said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show thee to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. The Hebrews have been through months of watching God plague the Egyptians. They've seen how that he has delivered the Hebrews out of those, but plagued the Egyptians. And after Passover and the death angel and the slaying of the firstborn, the Egyptian government said, look, get out of here. We don't want you. And they had spoiled their neighbors and gotten the Egyptians' wealth. And 3.5 to 5 million Hebrews get out of Dodge as fast as they can. Moses is leading these Hebrews out of Egypt. Now, the Bible says that they went up into Egypt. That means they were going south. In Africa, the elevation is different. The elevation goes from south to north. In that part of the world, the Red Sea or the Mediterranean Sea being at the north end, they have to go up to go south because of the mountains. And they go to the west side of the Red Sea, and they fear where they're going to go, and they hear that the Egyptian army is chasing them. God allows that pillar of fire that was leading them to come down behind them. And on the other side of the pillar of fire was the pillar of cloud that protected them by day, but it brought darkness to the Egyptians. And these Hebrew people begin to complain to Moses, look, there were graves in Egypt. Why did you bring us here to die in the wilderness? And Moses makes a statement. He says, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord. Fear not, stand still. You see, they're complaining. Do you realize the crossing of the Red Sea was a bigger journey than most think? It was 150 or so miles. It was probably a 5 or a 6 day journey across the Red Sea. And God was opening it up and using that pillar of fire all night long with an east wind blowing into it like a convection oven to dry the ground underneath that Red Sea. They begin to cross. They get most of the way across and find out that the Egyptians have broken through and are chasing behind them. They finally get everyone through on the far side. Moses lifts his hands and the Red Sea collapses upon the Egyptian army and they're dead. But I want you to look at that statement with me today. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes in Scripture we see this statement, be still, but we really don't understand what that statement means. It doesn't always mean just stand and do nothing. First of all, fear causes people to stop or go back. I deer hunt a good bit. And when a deer hears a noise or has a smell that it's not familiar with, it immediately stops and begins to look around. Something interesting about a deer, or most any animal, if they're hearing a noise or something makes them afraid, they generally turn around and follow the path back that they came out on, because they know up until that point, everything was safe. People who live in panic and people who live in fear usually turn around and go backwards. Evil governments and evil people try to keep people in fear. Matter of fact, our news media will say the police are trying to kill you. ISIS is going to kill you. You're too fat. You're not going to have any food. Global warming. There's no clean water. You know, the only thing that you should fear is hell. I don't fear death, having Christ in my heart, being saved, because they're not taking my life away. I'm going to eternal life. And if you're not saved today, get saved so that you don't have this fear of death. Number two, being still can mean be calm without motion or commotion. When Jesus rebuked the storm in Mark 4:39, he said, "Be still," and the winds ceased. In Psalm 23, verse 2, God leads us by the still waters. There's times that we need to be still and listen to God. There's times we need to get alone and be still. That's why in 1 Kings 19, verse 12, God doesn't speak in loudness. He speaks in a still, small voice. It wasn't the wind. It wasn't the fire. It wasn't the earthquake. It was the still, small voice. Being still can mean to be silent in repose. In other words, there are times when correction comes, especially that silence is our best response. We ought not react in anger. We ought to be silent. We ought to be still. In Psalm 83:1 says we should be still when we're angry so that we don't pop off, so that we don't react sinfully. You know, we don't need to respond to every attack. Did you know you don't have to respond to every negative text? You don't have to come back with something every time somebody says something negative. There are truly times when we need to be still and let someone correct us. Number four, being still often means to continue on or remain doing what you're doing at the last command. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." God doesn't say stop doing everything because I'm God. He says, keep doing what you know to do because I'm God, and I'll let you know when to change. We're to continue serving God, Psalm 92, verses 13 through 14. We're to continue serving Him. We're to be still serving Him. I've been preaching for over 43 years now. As a 13-year-old boy, I started preaching. And I've been preaching for 43 years. Can I tell you something? I'm to be still preaching the King James Bible. I'm to be still a soul winner. I'm to be still preaching biblical standards and convictions. I'm to be still reaching, hurting people and realizing a church is a hospital, not a museum. It doesn't mean that I stop doing it and just think, no, I'm to continue doing these to the day I die. Be still and know that I am God. Matter of fact, God used Moses to say, "Fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. For the Lord shall fight for you, and He shall hold your peace." Maybe we ought to learn to be still. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.